February 14th. Dear you, it's that godforsaken day that every person dreads. Whether you're single or with a partner, I honestly believe there's no one that actually truly enjoys this day. I mean, it makes those of us who are single feel nothing but emptiness and loneliness at the sight of any pink and red decoration. Those of us in relationships, we feel pressured to buy the most extravagant gifts or plan the best night ever. Luckily, I'm not. However, on this sickening day, it got me thinking. And, well, you know me. And how much I love to overthink. I was thinking about what love is. There's a part of me that believes everything we do is out of love. It's in the end where it's a matter of how much we love or how much of a lack of love we have. It's strange, really, how easily we seem to throw that word around. Infatuation seems too long, too obtuse to fully grasp what love is. Interest is too light of a word to truly describe the depth of what love encompasses. Too many other words seem to fail what love is in itself. I suppose the closest we can come to describing love would be to use passion. Passion, deeply rooted in all people. It's the instinctual urge to cling onto something or someone with fervor rivaled with insanity. It's that which drives us all to care, and perhaps that's why love hurts so much, why we fear it so. Passion, even the roots of the word, are deeply embedded with pain. Coming from the Latin root, passio, meaning nothing more than suffering, enduring. We become invested in those things we love the most. We put time, effort, care, and our patience into those things we care about. From there, pain continues to grow. Patience. Such a lovely word to share the roots with passion. Also from a similar root, patti. Also meaning to suffer, to endure. We take on all the pains to know that which we love is protected. We care, we place value on things and people for reasons of our own, and in turn, part of ourselves are invested in the treatment and the well-being of such things. That is where the fear comes in. That fear of rejection, which we all know and have heard about, not only applies to people, but to everything as well. The rejection appears. The rejection of ideas, of things we love, are what paralyzes us from sharing. It's the thought that we're not perfect, not worthy of love in return, which turns us away from becoming what we could be. That's where we are all the same. And that's where we're all correct. It's truly frightening to know that There are others who may judge us for what we do, but there are always going to be those out there who don't believe in what we love and what we protect. But that's why we protect those ideals. They are ours, and we choose to share, for our love knows no boundaries. Love stretches beyond the negatives and encompasses all. Through accepting the hate and through knowing there are holes out there, we strive to love harder. With a passion stronger than hate, to let all know we love because it creates joy. Whether it's about falling in love with the right person, or the pure sort of love one has for a family. It's all about love in the end, and the care which goes into the very ties humans make in their own choices and relationships. Those little loves in life are what makes us varied and so beautiful to every one of us. It's through that love that we can find the courage to share with others in hopes of creating new love. Perhaps one day, I'll be able to create that love with you. One can only dream, right? Sincerely, me.